You have no idea how I had to exert willpower not to chime in with you. I love that so much. You know, you write about song lines. Explain what you mean about song lines.
Song lines is a wonderful image. We use the DNA stuff as well, but the song lines, first there was a writer named Bruce Chapman who talked about Aboriginal song lines. Well, he may or may not have had it right, but we are captivated by the idea that in some sense one is given almost at birth a song to sing. And part of life, part of the spiritual journey of life, is to look for and listen for that song and then to sing it and live it out. So that's what we mean by this metaphor of the song line. And both Emily and I, in our conversations, in the writing of the book, have found how rich and surprising and extraordinary our song lines have been. And you already heard a little bit how we're constantly crossing over. The original title of the book, Diane, was Saturday Night and Sunday Morning. So I think it's been part of the great gift to us in this life, not only to have one another as father and daughter and to have her sisters and our family, but to have had the song lines inherited from my father and then tracing it out.
Emily, no one has mentioned your mother. Tell me about your mother.
She's awesome. She's Firma Terra, isn't she, Dad?
Firma Terra.
I
love that.
Dad's a little more ethereal at times, and Mom's just got her feet on the ground, doesn't she? Like,
yes,
she pulls us all in.
There's a saying in our house, she is Ms. Truth. I may float off into my aesthetic things, but
we're like, Mom, what do you think?
Yeah.
No, she's a public librarian in the Atlanta Public Library System. So, you know, when I think about my mom, I think about books and literature, but she also plays piano, although she doesn't as much at home anymore. She used to play Chopin for us as kids, and Dad directs the choir at this little church community at Emory, and Mom sings in the choir. And she's just funny and a good soul and a great storyteller. She's got a real gift for storytelling.
At 25 before the hour, you're listening to the Diane Rehm Show. One more piece before we go to a short break. And this from your CD. It's from the first CD titled Indigo Girls, released back in 1989. It's titled Closer to Fine.